I'm RB Sensei, and I'm back again to critique some more ridiculous dating nonsense. Let's get it.
A man doesn't enrich your life if he doesn't go out of his way to compliment you, if he doesn't listen to you when you're sharing something that you've learnt, if he doesn't make you feel safe around his friends, if he isn't curious about your experience as a woman, if he's not doing the research, if he's not calling himself a feminist, get rid of him.
And she'll get away with it because you want to come on her face.
Tell y'all something sinful the P said. He said, women are a gift from God, but the gift is never more valuable than the recipient of the gift.
Message!
Let's run it back.
If a man doesn't enrich your life, if he doesn't go out of his way to compliment you.
A decent man is just naturally going to enrich a woman's life. His presence in her life is going to enrich her life. You know, his guidance, his common sense, his character, you know, on and on and on. Complimenting her? No, it's your job to compliment me, the man. You're my helpmeet. God made you for me to help me.
Remember that?
If he doesn't listen to you when you're sharing something that you've learned, if he doesn't make you feel safe around his friends.
Okay, listen to you. I'll listen to you. I don't got a problem listening to a woman, even when it's annoying, even when it's long-winded. I think a man should listen to his woman. But also, it's important as a man to know when not to listen to your woman and tell her to be quiet. I'll just leave it at that.
You're a good man.
But I'm damn sure not going to identify as an effinist. No way, no how. Submit to this manhood, mother, female empowerment.
If he isn't curious about your experience as a woman, if he's not doing the research, if he's not calling himself a feminist.
Your experience as a woman should revolve around me and our kids and what we got going on. So I don't need to be curious about it because I'm in tune with it.
It's not to hurt your feelings at all. It's definitely not.
It's tempting, what with, you know, dating apps and social media, to just hyper-focus on surface-level matters, on a man's height, his fashion sense, just generally his appearance. And that often means that we neglect pondering what he actually brings to the table emotionally and energetically.
Let's be clear. He still has to have all that superficial stuff, too, to get through the door. Even with this woman.
To me, these are the most important things. We don't want to get so swept up by how someone looks and fall into the trap of focusing so much on that that we ignore the person standing in front of us. The potentially unkind man, selfish man, misogynistic man.
Here we go again. Here we go again.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you. Of course she's going to make the bad faith argument. Of course, you always got to talk about how men are bad. Misogynistic, and what if he's this bad thing or what if he's that bad thing, instead of leading with a good faith argument.
Today I'm going to be talking about an article, a viral article by Shantae Joseph for Vogue. It's called "Is Having a Boyfriend Embarrassing?" If you haven't read it, I really encourage you to read it because I'm gonna be building on the conversation.
Or here's another idea that's gonna be very controversial. You could shut the f- up.
If you're a woman who takes articles like that serious or can be swayed by articles like that, yes, I want you to believe that having a boyfriend is embarrassing. Please stay the fuck away from men.
I'm gonna be building on the conversation she sparked in that article that has just blown up. I'm seeing people all over TikTok unpacking it and sharing their thoughts on it. And I think it's such a great dialogue to be having amongst particularly women, but everybody. So if you haven't read the article, it's basically talking about how women are posting their boyfriends less online because they're becoming increasingly embarrassed about having boyfriends. And there's a kind of like rising social value of staying single. And I just thought it was so interesting.
Why does that not surprise me?
So the trend is going to be everybody should stay single. We should stop creating families, and if we don't have families, then society is gonna crumble. Yeah, that's a good idea.
That makes no fucking sense.
We are so easily manipulated by Satan. I mean, they've had a love affair with Satan since the Garden of Eden. They've never broken that bond since. I'm living my nightmare. It is a
monster. It's in my head. Is it actually truly embarrassing to have a boyfriend? It's clear to me that having a boyfriend or dating a man is only embarrassing if it leads to you being treated poorly.
Yeah, you think?
If he consistently makes you feel insecure, if he uses you as an outlet for his frustrations, if he fails to communicate with you, if he dims your sparkle.
What does that mean? What is
for credit?
I don't know what that means.
And let's be honest, a lot of men do this to women, not just in romantic relationships as well. Emotionally intelligent, feminist, empathetic, socially aware men are really hard to come by.
If she thinks it's anything less than the best, then it's not gonna happen.
I'm always right in the end.
Those are the guys that get screwed the least by women like this. This sounds good on YouTube. I'm willing to bet she never had bedroom fun with a guy like that in her life. Those are the guys that get friend-zoned by even effinists. Effinists love getting plucked hard in the back of a dumpster by a strong, toxic alpha male. So according to her, she likes weak, effeminate men that agree with everything she says. Ma'am, I don't believe you.
But you don't know if it's true. It can't be true. How's it possible?
So generally speaking, if a woman is pouring her time and her energy into forming a romantic relationship with a man, you can assume there's some serious self-sacrifice going on. And that is embarrassing if you can just simply choose not to be with him, if that is very much an option for you. The article by Joseph that was so well received marks a wonderful shift in culture and wider opinions. You know, on a mass scale, we're really starting to truly believe that women deserve better, better than insecure, controlling, sexist men. Women are really starting to feel embarrassed if they're involved with a man who isn't good for them.
I think I found my life's motto. Nice eyes, thick thighs, out to ruin men's lives.
Basically what she's saying is, real men follow behind their women and let their women lead the way. And, you know, real men get on a woman's program. A woman getting on a man program is toxic and controlling. But a man getting on a woman program is progressive and enlightened.
Stop it. Get some help.
I think that this is a great thing because hopefully that embarrassment will motivate women to not entertain toxic men or unfulfilling, draining relationships. It will hopefully motivate women to invest in themselves, in what's truly good for them.
And yeah, that's what effinism is all about. It's about being selfish and everything revolving around you, the world revolving around you. Forget putting your family first. Forget putting your spouse first. It's all about what makes us feel warm and loved and like we have purpose. Never put anything above yourself is the philosophy of effinism. And it's sick and disgusting and satanic.
It's becoming cool for women to raise their standards and to choose to stay single over being with somebody who doesn't add to their lives. Men have been doing this for ages. You know, it's about time that we have a chance to be picky too.
I know you blame.
No, yeah, women have never been picky. That's just something they're trying on for size now. Yep. It's always been men who've been the picky ones.
Right.
Sometimes we are attracted to the bad boy, to the guy that ruins our lives, but
you can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.